The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
News item. I don't know if you saw this. There's a guy in Kentucky that won his right to get the license plate that he wants and what he wanted. Mm-hmm. People were protesting it on his license plate, but he will have it. It says, I'm God on his license plate.
Oh, it's presumptuous.
It is presumptuous. But at least maybe he's being honest about what he thinks of himself.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, this is our problem, right? For all of us, we struggle with thinking deep down, whether we say it or not.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of set ourselves up as the arbiter of what's good and bad, the final authority. Mm-hmm. We're way able to judge everybody else. We think that the stuff we do is right. We have our own truths.
Yeah.
We can get upset if God disagrees with us on something.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, I mean, come on. I get to determine all this stuff. I mean, obviously it's bad taste, but on the other hand, you know, a lot of us deep down, that's what we're struggling with. Let's talk about Rod Stewart. Yeah.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard that on a Christian radio station,
that would be one.
I'd have a lot of money.
Dollar. You know what he's been doing the last 26 years? I was thinking about this because with Christmas coming up, you know how I love Christmas villages
yes.
and stuff?
Yes.
He's been working on a tiny city for 26 years.
Has he?
And it's incredible. I saw pictures of it.
That
it was
Rod.
Just in Model Railroad magazine. And he's been building this thing, and he has been doing it for 26 years. And down to, he made this city with skyscrapers
mm-hmm.
and little taxis and little people. And then he said even little pieces of garbage he has put down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing what he has done there. I love this stuff.
I just don't know what to do with the fact
I don't know either.
You know this.
I don't know. I've never really paid much attention to Rod Stewart until
now.
He did this, which is incredible. Question for you. So totally serious about this. It's not judgmental at all, but if you stopped being busy and just did nothing for a little while, could you handle it? I mean, honest question. Because a lot of people, including me, kind of panic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a panic attack, but mm-hmm. Hey, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really hard. And that's too bad. Because what's supposed to happen, if we put our trust in God, we should be able to do nothing. But unfortunately, we think, well, I should drive harder. But the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing, is what it says in Psalm 23. It doesn't say, Lord is my shepherd, I better get busy. We're going to start running. I mean, this shepherd takes off sprinting. I'm going to out-sprint. Like,
let's go.
Yeah, he makes me lie down in green pastures, and he refreshes my soul. Jen is with us. It is Monday, so we're going to do something called Joke Spa. Would you be willing to come into our Joke Spa, Jen?
Sure.
All right, sweet. Okay, yeah. Welcome to the Joke Spa. We have everything a good spa would have.
Like.
Jars full of those, like, marbles and stuff. Like
marbles? And, what are we doing with
know.
Marbles?
But I mean, that's just decor.
Oh, like, decorative.
On a little pillar or something. And then candles. We have aroma therapy going on. We have...
That's nice. What is the aromatherapy that she's enjoying today?
Parsley.
What? Parsley doesn't have an aroma.
Mm. Sage as well. Rosemary and thyme. Anyway, here's the thing. Jen... Are you feeling pretty relaxed so far?
Yeah, I am actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what we do is we say to you this joke, and that helps you to relax. Did you know the entire state of Wyoming only has two escalators in it? Yeah, they've clearly...
No.
Yeah, they've clearly taken steps to avoid them. So it's multi-layered.
Why?
Isn't that funny? Because it's a multi-layered joke.
But why Wyoming?
Because it's true.
You think there are only two escalators in the state of Wyoming?
That's what I read. And then the next line, though, is what the funny part is. You don't have to seize on that. The next line is, they've clearly taken steps to avoid them.
Okay.
So it's on multiple levels of, yes. Yeah.
Sure.
Jen, thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming to the spa.
Jen is awesome.
I feel so much better.
Thank you. My name is Brant Hanson, and I am bad at a lot of stuff. Like, I can't fix my car, I can't do electrical, I can't, you know, hang pictures even.
I don't think you're alone in
I won't go down the list, but you know what I'm good at, I realize? I'm to be totally serious. Mm-hmm. I'm not bragging, but I'm just like, I'm good at long airplane conversations. I really am. Okay. I know we joke about the awkwardness at the beginning, mm-hmm. but if someone wants to talk about something.
I know that you enjoy that.
I really do.
Yeah.
So just did one. It was a 4-hour trip from Dallas to Sacramento.
Okay.
And I was on with a young guy, and he seemed like he wanted to talk. And so we asked some questions, and we hit 4 hours we talked.
Wow.
And it was all about culture and stuff and about God.
Hmm.
And what was really funny, my wife, I had pointed out to him, hey, that's my wife a couple rows up over there. And, mm-hmm. you know, she'd be walking by, like, hey. When we got done, the guy, the third guy who was 2 seats away from me, he was in the aisle, I was in the window.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Goes up to my wife. He's like, you know what? This is in the aisle.
Uh-huh.
It's like, your husband had a lot of good things to say. Really, maybe. Really, maybe. Think. I didn't even talk to him. He's like, I thought he was watching a show. And she said, yeah, he said he thought he was, but he turned the sound off because he wanted to hear, like, we were talking about the culture and how it doesn't work.
That's awesome.
And how maybe God makes more sense than we think for some. Like, yeah, it was. It was great. And I enjoyed it and killed 4 hours. And the guy was like, hey, thanks. Okay, who do we have with us here?
Jen is on the line with us.
So I got a new feature for the show.
Oh, do you?
It's the Holiday Hot Take Zone. What happens is, Jen, this is all based on hot and extreme opinions that will generate buzz, okay? So here's how it'll work. I'll throw out an opinion. I want you to agree or disagree with it, and I'll tell you what I think. So you ready?
Okay.
What is the name of this feature again?
It's the Hot Take Zone, but this is like a holiday hot take zone.
Holiday Hot Take Zone. Got it. All right.
Are you ready to enter the Hot Take Zone?
I am.
All right. Okay. Here's how it starts.
Okay.
Mistletoe is a fun and festive addition to a holiday get-together.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I say no,
that's
too.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awkward.
We say no. I think it's terrible. It's a horrible addition. It's embarrassing. It's awkward. It puts everybody in a horrible situation.
Do we have to use such inflammatory language?
Yes, that's the point.
Oh, okay. It just seems so confrontational.
No, it's all or none. I know. That's what gets the ratings.
Like you're pointing your finger in someone's chest. I don't think that's necessary.
I don't want to. I'm doing it for the ratings.
The hot take zone.
Hot take zone. Just want to say thank you to the Fellowship Home Loans people for sponsoring the podcast, which we appreciate. Hopefully you do too if you enjoy the podcast.
And they are awesome.
They are. And they let me play Plinko. Did we say that already on the
no,
air?
No, we did not tell so this story.
We were at their office and they have how awesome is this? And why don't I have one of these?
Their whole office was awesome,
it was.
Actually, yeah.
Talk about, they had a Plinko board, and I dropped one of those chips into the Plinko thing, and they had money at the bottom.
Yeah, for their employees, they played
Yeah, Plinko, for like their, yeah. you know, whoever's doing the best or mm-hmm. whatever. Anyway, it went all the way down, and they took the money and doubled it and gave it to Cure.
Yeah, it was
and
awesome.
So they gave $1,000 to Cure,
yeah.
which I really appreciate. And anyway, we really like these guys, and both Sherry and I are personally using them
mm-hmm.
for stuff. Refinancing is a great idea right now if you have a mortgage or if you're going to buy a house. Like, the interest rates are ridiculously low.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them about it because they will listen to you. They pay attention. They're fun. They get our show.
Yeah.
Let them know that you heard about it on the podcast. They will appreciate that. But anyway, it's Fellowship Home Loans. Totally forgot the number.
I don't have it.
It's
because
800 something, 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 something.
They'll appreciate this.
They wanted to partner with this. This level of professionalism, they were like, we want in on this.
How
it's not enough that we do a great job as mortgage people. How do we partner with broadcast incompetence in a way that shows that God will use anyone?
Broadcasting confidence.
Yeah. Okay. 800-804-SAVE is their number. They're so worth talking to. They're wonderful. 800-804-SAVE. Or you can get a hold of them at fellowshiphomeloans.com. What's going on? Thank you for listening. By the way, my name is Brant, and producer Sherry is here too.
So you were having an airplane conversation with someone about the culture.
Yeah, we talked for 4 hours.
4 hours. And I'm glad to hear that because you're very good at that.
Thanks.
And I don't hear that happening, that conversation happening anywhere. And when you started talking about it and talking about it more frequently, I kept saying that we need more and more of that. The questioning of the culture.
Yeah, that was really it. And so it's not lecturing this guy. No, like we had a really good conversation. Just mm-hmm. And he would say something. It wasn't even arguing, mm-hmm. but just kind of encouraging him mm-hmm. as a young guy to question the culture, mm-hmm. just as an older guy saying why I believe in God. Mm-hmm. Like, let's look how the culture is actually working. And it's not just on sexuality and stuff, mm-hmm. like whether this is making people happier. We've opened up this Pandora's box of horrible things that have happened, mm-hmm. but also like just look how anxious everybody is.
Yeah.
Look how depressed mm-hmm. people are struggling with. You forwarded this on to me too. It was something about the burden on
young girls. Yes.
Yeah. The depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's like we've done this, and it's only fair if we're going to question Christianity. It's only fair to go, okay, how's the culture working? We have to step back. We have to reflect. We have to think. We have to balance things out. Yeah. Oh, hang on a second.
So what about the step back and the balance and things through.
A breaking animal news story. We break in with breaking animal news. When animal news breaks out, we break in with the animal news that just broke out.
Yes, yes.
My name is Ray Hansen, reporting. and this story... Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. You're broken up already. We haven't even heard it. I've never seen that on a news desk
The headline
before.
Starts, rescued kangaroo. Mm. You read it.
You take
read
your time.
Read
you want me to?
Read it.
Rescued kangaroo can't stop hugging the volunteers who saved her life.
Oh.
Okay. So.
This,
rant.
What happened was this kangaroo was rescued, and it's this girl, kangaroo, and she is an orphan.
Okay.
And, in Australia, and I'd be surprised mm-hmm. there this happened, but they found her and helped her survive, and now she hugs everybody.
Survive?
She was going to starve or something. Situation. You don't have to question the whole story, but anyway, she is being hugged. She hugs everybody that comes to their little sanctuary. Just hops up and gives everybody a big old hug because she's so thankful. She's so thankful.
Did she say, guys, I am so thankful?
Article says she's thankful. The article says she's thankful.
Well, how does that
Can't
how
we
know?
Just accept?
Okay, fine.
Thank you very much. Okay. This is dangerous. It's going to sound a little bit like a guilt trip, but it's not a guilt trip. It's not a guilt trip. I saw this number. We touch our phones about 2,600 times a day.
What?
Not pick it up. Although we pick it up a lot. Uh-huh. I think it's like 80 times or something, but we actually touch it. Like, so you're making characters, you're typing in, you're swiping over here 2,600 times a day. And the context I saw this in was asking the question, like, what do you think would happen to our minds? We're all kind of anxious and we're all extremely busy.
Yeah,
busy.
Yeah, yeah.
What would happen if we touched our minds in a way we thought about God 2,600 times a day?
Wow.
And again, it's not a guilt trip. This is me too.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think there's a healthy way to live, and it's continuing to remember that God's in control. I don't need to be anxious. I don't need to be so busy. I don't need to be hurrying all the time. Like, he's going to take care of today. Tomorrow I'll take care of itself. Like, that's a good place to live. But you have to keep putting your mind back on him. This is one reason a radio station like this is a real asset for people. Because every song, every time we talk about Jesus, we remind you of this. Like, oh yeah. That's a really healthy thing. This is not okay what this guy did. I want to go on the record for that.
Okay.
But apparently guy got in trouble because he was at IKEA and he rearranged all the arrows on the floor to make it into an inescapable labyrinth.
Oh.
Where people just kept getting lost because of the arrows. And so that's not all right.
That's not all right.
Nope.
But inside, does that...
Makes me very happy. But don't do it. But don't do it. Even if it's funny and entertaining or whatever, that's not the point. The point is, don't do that.
And even if your wife has been there forever and you have no idea where you're going to leave and you're trying to amuse yourself.
And you're just looking for something to do and you're frustrated.
We're like, saying no.
Don't do it.
That's
is
the
it
official
highly entertaining?
Stance of the Brant Hansen
yes.
show.
Yes, don't do it. It is highly entertaining and don't. So the big movie that's coming out this weekend, I think, is really interesting. Like, why is this going to be such a hit? There's already... documentary. It was just a big hit about the same subject. I was just thinking about how anxious our culture is, how nervous everybody is, how on the edge everybody is. We're over-caffeinated. We're so busy. We're so anxious. We're so... And Mr. Rogers keeps coming back.
Oh, yeah.
So this weekend, it's a big Tom Hanks thing. I'm sure it's going to be like the number one hit, Runaway, over the weekend for the holiday, and probably just a huge movie. Don't you think it's because people are just dying for non-anxious voices? Like you flip through the dial, it's an old school thing for like watching TV. And it's just one...
Oh, yeah. It's falling apart no matter what your political position is. It's all falling apart.
All falling apart.
Yeah.
To have somebody not be anxious. And I mention this because you might want to be that for your neighborhood or for the people at your workplace, people in your life. Be the non-anxious voice. I think as somebody who's a Jesus follower, like that's, it's, we should be that. And I think it'll stick out.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.